Hi, friends. We come to you again today in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I trust it's a great day wherever you are, or evening, or maybe early morning. We bring this broadcast here in the United States of America. It's reaching into many nations, and we'd like to hear from you. If this broadcast is reaching your house or your place of work, we'd certainly be glad to hear from you. We'd like to establish a relationship with you in as much as we'd pray for you. We'd send you literature to try to help you to understand about Christianity, as well as growing in the Christian life if you are a Christian. Today we want to talk about something, if you are a Christian, that you may use this as a challenge to study the Word of God. And we find types and shadows in the Bible. We don't preach very often this type of message because sometimes people in lands that have not been brought up in Christianity don't understand what we talk about, types and shadows. But we want to talk about the cities of refuge in the Bible in Numbers chapter 35. If you have a Bible, and also these cities of refuge are a type of Christ. Now, they were going into the land of promise. And as they were going into this land of promise, God was speaking to Moses how for people to have a place of refuge. And he said in verses 10, "Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you come over Jordan into the land of Cana, then ye shall appoint you cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the slayer may flee thither, which killeth any person unawares, accidentally. And they shall be unto you cities for refuge from the avenger, that the manslayer die not until he stand before the congregation in the judgment. And all these cities which ye give, six cities shall ye have for refuge. And ye shall give them three cities on this side of Jordan, and three cities shall ye give in the land of Cana, which shall be the cities of refuge." Now we would like to paint you a picture, if we may, as the children of Israel were going into the land of Cana. Naturally, not all these people actually were believers. Some of them, in fact, the Bible talks about some went in, but they not all flew in by Moses. So some went in other ways. They were not all even believers. But at least they made it a measure of progress in going into the city because they came out of the land of bondage. Now, the cities of refuge were to be for a specific person, and they were divinely appointed. Now, Christ today is divinely appointed for you and I to flee for refuge. Now, if we may get the picture, it says here that the cities of refuge were to be for people that had killed somebody accidentally, that they may flee to the cities of refuge, and they may receive protection there from the avenger of blood, that they would not be killed until they could come before the judgment of the congregation. Now here in the United States of America, regardless of what kind of crime that a person may be charged of, he must go through what we call the due process of law. Nobody can ever be condemned and convicted and sentenced to a prison without first the due process of law, and that every person could have a right to a free trial. And even if the person doesn't have any money, the state will furnish a lawyer to protect this individual to see that he has a fair trial. That isn't true in a lot of countries around the world today, and we'd like to say that a lot of the things that we do in our country are based upon the Word of God. And so today man is accused. He's sentenced before God to death, but we, friend, have a way of escape. We can flee to Jesus because he is our refuge. The Bible says he's a present help in the time of need. And so these cities of refuge were for those that were guilty, that they could come there and they could stay inside the cities. They were protected as long as they stayed in the city. And that is true with you and I today, friend. If you flee to Jesus, he is our refuge. He's the one that we can flee to. And you know, regardless of what crime that we may have committed, regardless of what we may have done in the past, we may, if we have done some criminal act, we may have to go to prison for it if we're caught. But nevertheless, as far as God is concerned, the greatest criminal on earth, my friend, can flee to this city of refuge, which is Jesus Christ, the Lord, the Savior of the world today, and you can get forgiveness of that crime. And we're glad for this city of refuge, for Jesus today, that he has, it's been made easy that we can gain access to him. You know, the cities of refuge, they were to be seen. If you remember, here it says three will be on this side of Jordan, and three shall be given on the other side in the land of Canaan, because you can have free access to run to these. Remember, this avenger of blood, if he had killed somebody accidentally, he could flee to this city, and there he was under protection. And so today, whatever crime, whatever sin, and we all have the sentence of unbelief in our lives, and therefore we've got to flee to Jesus. He is the refuge. And so we find something else about the cities of refuge. They were distinctively revealed by certain roads. And I'd like to think about all the stones and the rocks and everything that would hinder an individual. These obstacles were removed. That person would have free access to run to the city of refuge. And friend, you know, Jesus has already paved the way. Jesus has gone through the tribulations and the trials and the rejections and all the things that you and I have ever or ever will go through in this life and experience. Jesus has already made the free access. The road has already been paved, so to speak, that you and I can flee to Jesus. Every obstacle, my friend, there's nothing. Even if you're in prison today, or if you've been cast out by your family, and you're listening to the sound of my voice, friend, there is refuge for you today. The way has been paved. There is nothing, no man, no power on earth is able. They may put you in jail. They may put you in stocks and bonds. And even as they did people in biblical days, they were placed in the inner prison in stocks and bonds. And so, friend, whatever the case may be in your situation today, no, they can even taste your mouth. They can put tape and tape your mouth where you cannot speak, but still your heart can cry out to God. You may not be able to speak verbally such as I'm speaking today, but if you're able to listen to the sound of my voice and you can call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, because the way has already been paved and you have accessibility to this way to Jesus today. And this way for this city of refuge is accessible by all or to all. It's not just for a choice few. The Bible said he came unto his own, and his own nationality received him not, but as many as did receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to those that believe upon his name. So friend, today you have access to Jesus. Regardless of your past, regardless of your country, regardless of your political standing or your financial standing, your education, everybody has access to this. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. So Christ is accessible to the murderer. He's accessible to the religious crowd. There are a lot of people that are religious today, but they don't know Jesus Christ. Paul went into the city of Athens, Greece, and we find that people had an altar there and an inscription to the unknown God. And he said, this unknown God that you don't know, I'm declaring him unto you. So I'm declaring the gospel of Jesus Christ today for people that are serving idols. You may be worshiping idols made with hands of metal or whatever, of wood. But these gods cannot hear you pray today, friend. Jesus Christ can hear you pray. He can come into your life and he can take his abode there and bless your life and help you in the sorrows and troubles and the disappointments and pitfalls that people have in their life today. So the cities of refuge should be entered in haste. If this person being pursued by the avenger of blood, he can make haste and flee to this city of refuge. And today, the Bible said, he being often reproved and hardened his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. The fact is, my friend, that you or I have no promise of tomorrow. We don't know what tomorrow holds. A lot of people may go to bed tonight expecting to arise tomorrow, and they will not be able because they will die in their sleep. People will die by accident. They will die by other causes. And we have no promise of tomorrow. That's why God said, seek me while I may be found, and call upon me while I'm near. Jesus today is knocking. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open, I will come in and sip with him, and he will take his abode there. So God today is that refuge that we can all have if we'll just come boldly unto the throne of grace and find help in the time of need. Friend, would you flee to this God today? Would you just look to him right now as we call upon God and ask the Lord to have mercy upon you? If you would just pray and ask God to help you, the Bible said he would come in and take his abode there. Certainly God is very near you. He's knocking at your heart's door. He's closer than I am. He's closer than your best friend. The Bible calls him a refuge for the oppressed. Everybody gets oppressed. Everybody is burdened and troubled today, but you can have peace and joy in your heart if you'll trust him right now. Would you bow with me in a moment of prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you for the message of the gospel of the Son of God. I know, Lord, that you want to save us. You want to bless us. You want to help us. And Lord, bless and strengthen those that may be listening to the sound of my voice today. In Jesus' name we pray. And for Christ's sake, we do ask it all. Amen. May God bless you is our prayer. It's always a joy to bring this message of truth. It's a sacrifice upon our part to spend money and time and effort to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to many nations around the world. And we'll send you free literature today and instruction how that you can be saved. And if you are saved, we can send you information to help you to be strengthened and to grow in your Christian life. If you would write us and let us know your prayer request, we'll pray for you and try to help you in the means and ways that we can. We cannot help you financially, but we can certainly remember you in prayer, and God can hear our prayer here. May God bless you.